Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be talking about the good life as we read and pray through the book of Titus. So let's begin a conversation with Jesus this morning, and then enjoy that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis, and it's so good to be with all of you. It really is. And welcome to the season of the podcast where we are practicing Lectio Divina, which is the reading and the praying of Scripture, literally the bouncing off or the launching off of a passage of Scripture and into a dialogue with Jesus and into a conversation with Jesus that lasts throughout the day. And it's really neat. We, in the last couple weeks, have literally read every word, every verse in the book of Titus, chapter 1 and chapter 2. In fact, this morning we're going to finish off chapter 2, and then we just launch into a conversation. Just enjoy Jesus and enjoy each other. And if anybody is tuning in for the first time this week, just a quick clarification, we do not release a daily podcast on Friday or Saturday. So tomorrow morning, Saturday, just get up and do with Jesus what we've been doing together. And then on Sunday, tune in as we continue our conversation at the Inland Vineyard entitled The Good Life. So I've got my cup of coffee, as I always do, and I've got my journal in front of me. I've got Titus open to chapter 2, verse 15, which I'll read in a moment. But the title of the podcast is You're Ready. And I'm speaking mainly to people under 30. Now, I think those of us that are over 30 can still get something out of this podcast, out of this text, but I'm speaking primarily to people under 30. You are ready. And the reality is Titus was probably pretty young. Maybe not as young as Timothy. Maybe Titus was as young as Timothy, but Titus was probably pretty young, and he was given a pretty significant post to be kind of the leader and the facilitator and the organizer, the pastor of these, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 house churches, because in the first century, it was exclusively house churches. And Titus, like us, you know, we tend to think or feel that we're not ready about almost everything, especially if we're young. You know, I'm too young. I feel unprepared. I'm not wise enough. You know, I'm not charismatic enough. I'm not knowledgeable enough. And maybe you could, you know, jump in. You know, where are you not enough? Why are you not ready? You know, we tend to think, well, I don't know what I need to know. I'm unsure of myself in this way and that way. I failed, you know, in this way or that way. I feel, you know, disqualified. And so, you know, the question presses, maybe we could just go into the presence of Jesus with this question. What makes us feel or think that we're not ready? What makes us feel or think that we're, you know, disqualified? And in a moment, we're going to find a word in our verse today, the word despise, which literally means to look down on. You can despise yourself, you can despise others, and, you know, that's the question. We often feel like we're not ready. We often despise ourselves. We often feel disqualified and look down on ourselves. And so maybe you're thinking of a certain area or a certain post or a certain mission or call or whatever, and again, we tend to think and feel, I'm not ready. And into that kind of chaos and maybe frustration and depression, Paul says this to Titus, chapter 2, verse 15, "These then are the things that you should teach, encourage, and rebuke with all authority, and do not let anyone despise you." Now, that verse comes at the end of chapter 1 and chapter 2, where Paul is commissioning Titus to take his post, his call, what is before him, seriously. And Paul, to his, you know, spiritual son Titus, right? This is the spiritual mentor to the spiritual son. Paul is saying, you are ready. You're ready. Encourage, rebuke with all the authority that God has given you, and do not let anyone despise you. You are ready. And notice, Paul is not saying you're ready because you're old. No, that's not the message. He's not saying to Titus, you're ready because you're prepared. No. You're ready because you're wise. You're ready because you're charismatic. No, that's not the message. Paul's saying, you're ready because you're called, Titus. You're called. It's time. And I love that Paul uses the word authority. Titus, you've been given authority. And I think we need to hear that personally. We have been given authority by God to step into what it is that God has called us to step into. And I don't know if you do this. This is a bit autobiographical, but what I tend to do is I tend to look at someone else that's, you know, way ahead of me who, in my opinion, has a ton of authority or a ton of charisma or a ton of knowledge or a ton of success or whatever. And I then, as I'm looking at them, I deduce that I don't have enough of any of that. And I begin to play this comparison game, and I don't know this, but I imagine that Titus had to have played the comparison game with Paul. I mean, Paul was clearly the leader when Paul and Titus were in Crete together, and then Paul had to go suddenly to deal with probably a problem, you know, in a cluster of churches elsewhere. And I don't know how Titus would have been able to not, this sentence isn't coming out very good. I don't know how Titus could have kept from comparing himself to Paul. You know, the knowledge, the charisma, the authority, you know, and I tend to do that. And I get into that comparison trap, and then I end up not encouraging or exhorting or leading or stepping into what God is calling me into. And maybe you can relate. But Paul says to Titus, you have authority. You've been given authority. Don't compare yourself to anybody. You've been given authority. So encourage and rebuke and do not let anyone despise you. And the reality is for you and for me, if we could just be honest for a minute, it's so easy to despise, which again means, you know, to look down on, especially if, and you know, we haven't mentioned this, but this makes everything worse, especially when other people are despising us. Notice Paul says to Titus, do not let anyone despise you, which meant that people were despising Titus. Maybe they were comparing him to Paul. Maybe they were saying to Titus, you know, you're too young, you're not prepared, you're not charismatic, you're not knowledgeable, whatever, we don't know, we're mirror reading. But it seems if Paul says don't let people despise you, that people were despising Titus. They were looking down on him. And the reality is when people despise us, we have a tendency to then think maybe that they're right, and we tend to despise ourselves and say, well, yeah, they're right, you know, I'm not ready. Paul had to say to Timothy, don't let people look down on you because you're young, but rather set an example in, I forget the end of that verse, I should have written it down, set an example in life and in love and in purity. That's not right, but it's something like that. But Paul had to encourage Timothy, don't let people look down on you. And he says to Titus, don't let people despise you. And I think the Spirit of God wants to say that to you, especially if you're under 30 this morning, to you. Do not let people look down on you. Do not let people despise you. You are ready, not because you're old, not because you're prepared or wise or charismatic, but because you're called, called to this and called to that. Others will always despise you, always. The enemy will make sure of that. And here's why, and I love to say this, because you're dangerous to the enemy's enterprise. You are. Whether you're under 30 or over 30, you're dangerous to the enemy's enterprise. You are. And listen to that. You are. You've been given authority to make an impact. Titus was commissioned. You're commissioned. Titus was called. You're called. And it's so easy to fall prey to the lie. I'm not ready. I'm not prepared. I'm not charismatic. I'm not knowledgeable. I'm not this. I'm not that. Fill in the blank. I'm not this. The enemy will make sure that people are despising us, and he will tempt us to despise ourselves. That's all part of the battle. So Paul, the spiritual father, says to the spiritual son, and I want us to hear this by the power of the Spirit, Titus, encourage, rebuke with all authority that you've been given. Do not let anyone despise you. So whatever the call is, it might be influencing a younger sibling or leading a small group. It might be speaking up in your group of friends or as a coach or a parent or a manager. It might be saying something that needs to be said in a certain setting. It might be making an impact in this way or that way, but do not wait till you feel ready. Don't wait till other people stop despising you. Go. in the authority that God has given you, you are ready. And what I would like to invite us into this morning as a time of prayer is to, with Jesus, pinpoint the way that other people are despising you and maybe the way that you tend to despise or look down on yourself. And in the presence of Jesus, by the power of the Spirit, take those thoughts captive. Take those thoughts captive and let Jesus, like Paul is doing to Titus, let Jesus speak truth to you this morning and throughout the day because you are ready. We'll talk on Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.